But we are getting ready to celebrate National Moth Week, not only here in New Jersey, but around America. And joining me with some details about National Moth Week and some background on it is the founding member of the Friends of the East Brunswick Environmental Commission. Her name is Leeti Haramadi, and she joins me now on New Jersey Today. Hi, Leeti. It's Bert Barron. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Bert. I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. National Moth Week. I have to admit, I had never heard of National Moth Week before this week, but can you tell me how long it's been around and why it was started?
This will be the second annual National Moth Week. It's a global citizen science project, which means it will be celebrated all around the world, all continents except for Antarctica. And I'm very happy to say that there'll be events in all 50 states. It started as a local moth night in East Brunswick in 2005. And people don't know that moths are very beautiful because they don't see them. They fly at night. They're very important to the ecosystem. And we were just happy to introduce this wonderful part of nature that's in everybody's backyard to people who didn't know about it.
That includes me. I mean, what do moths offer to the ecosystem? To me, it just seems like they're, you know, kind of, they're pests. They bother you when you have your cookout. Or do they serve a good purpose in our ecosystem, Leeti?
Absolutely. Every living thing is part of the ecosystem. And moths are especially important for several reasons. One is that they are food for other creatures, such as bats and birds. That's both the adults and the caterpillars. But they're also very important as pollinators, and we all know that bees are important pollinators, and I think everybody heard about the problems with bees, dying off with a mysterious disease. Well, moths are also very important as pollinators, and it's a good reason to actually study them and protect them.
Wow, who knew that moths play such a vital role? I had no idea. That's very cool stuff. Before we talk specifically about the events that are coming up at East Brunswick, are there some special things taking place around the country and around the world, too, special events that are also happening?
Oh, there are lots of events, and they range from people just, looking for moths at their backyards. There's events in local parks, nature centers, science museums, schools, libraries, really everywhere. There, most of them are moth nights because, as we all know, moths mostly fly at night.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are daytime activities, such as looking for caterpillars, lectures, exhibits. Like I said, everybody can find moths in their backyard. You can look at your porch light, and they'll be there. And if you look closely, even the little ones are very beautiful.
Interesting.
And actually, some of the the natural designs are inspiration for artists that use the designs in their work. And we have a few artists that are also participating in National Moth Week.
Hmm. Are there different sort of groups of moths? Certain insects have different sorts of types. Are they all just moths, regardless of the size or the colors?
There are different families.
Okay.
And they range in size from little tiny, hard to see to, I think the biggest moth in the world is the size of an adult, hand.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd
be scary.
And some of them is what, you probably think when you hear the word moth. They're little brown, boring-looking thing to beautiful, colorful, as beautiful or more beautiful than butterflies.
Hmm. Wow. How does someone set up a moth night, Leeti? If someone wants to set up their own moth night, how do they do it?
You really need some very basic things. You need to have a light because they're attracted to light, and you need to have the light next to somewhere where they can rest so you can see them. So a porch light works great because usually it's attached to a wall or it's above a door, and the moths can come. They'll fly to the light, and they'll rest on the surface available. What we do is we hang white cloth, usually between trees in the woods. So they can rest on the white, and we can take pictures of them. Another method to attract them is using a sugary bait. It's a mix of sugar and rotten fruit and some alcohol, and they smell it as food. It's a very good energy supplier because of all the sugar and the alcohol, and they can smell it from far away. They'll come and just start eating, and we can see them when this
wow
mixture is painted on trees.
And do people report what they see, like bird watching? You know, you sort of take a look for the different ones that you see and keep a log of the ones that you spot?
Absolutely. We have a on our website, nationalmothweek.org, we have a form that people can download to help them keep all the parameters recorded, write down what they see and things that are important to remember. We encourage participants to take pictures, and we partnered with quite a few organizations that collect data. Some of them are specific to North America, such as the Butterflies and Moths of North America and Discover Life, both affiliated with universities. And there are other more popular sites such as Project NOAA and iNaturalist, and people can very easily submit photos. They don't have to identify it. They don't have to know what the species is in order to submit the pictures. They'll have people identify them for them.
I bet you can learn a lot about climate change and changes that are going on in the environment just by sort of monitoring the patterns and the life cycle of moths. And maybe something that people never even thought about a moth could tell you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is, there's so much let me just give a little bit of background.
Sure.
There are many more species of moths than butterflies, maybe 10 or 15 to 1. And a lot of them are not even discovered or described. And a lot of the species that we do know, we don't know much about their life cycle, their natural history. So to look at change, first we have to document what's there. And so it's really urgent to get the documentation and reporting of what's there. So then we can see if as a result of global climate change, as habitat loss, if things are changing.
Very interesting. So much to learn. Leedy, talk about Saturday's kickoff event, which is happening there in East Brunswick.
Yeah, Saturday will be the first week of National Moth Week, and we'll have two events during the day at Butterfly Park in East Brunswick. We'll start the morning with a special temporary post office that will be set at the park, and the East Brunswick Post Office issued a postmark that commemorates National Moth Week.
Wow.
So people can come and bring stamped envelopes and have it stamped with the postmark that has a beautiful silhouette of a moth, and it says National Moth Week and the date on it. This will take place between 10 and 1, and at the same time we will have activities for kids of all ages. We'll have a caterpillar walk and a butterfly hunt, but we'll also have a table set up where people and kids can write letters and have them send with the postmark for National Moth Week. We'll have a display of moths found in New Jersey. And I'm sure most people will be surprised to see what's right out there in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
How beautiful and colorful they are. And there'll be some moth and butterfly-related crafts for kids and other activities.
Yep, sounds cool. I really learned a lot, Leedy. I want to thank you so much. And we do have a link up on our Facebook fan page if anyone wants to get some more details on National Moth Week, which has really taken off and seems like it's a pretty cool thing. Leedy Haramadi from the Friends of the East Brunswick Environmental Commission, thanks for being my guest on New Jersey today. And enjoy this year's National Moth Week festivities, all right?
Thank you very much, and I hope to see lots of people coming to Butterfly Park on Saturday.
You bet. Thanks so much. Have fun, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.